way that we...
Matter of fact, I should think that it would be very difficult to be completely open-minded towards the white man after you have spent so much time out there.
Give me an hour more of time.
Me too, Yvonne. Amen. At least they're genuine.
Well, you know what to expect.
Yeah, I do.
Howard was also telling me that the relations that the tribe is having with Gallup are deteriorating very fast.
Oh. Gallup has had a heyday with the Navajo, and it's just about come to an end.
Yes, they have. For 40 years.
It's just about to come to an end.
I think the thing that distresses me and the thing that I hate to see is the Navajo taking on the worst part of the white man's culture.
Mm-hmm.
The arrogance and the
this they are.
And of course we taught them, you know, so.
Well, they're just like a child, they learn the worst first.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good way to say it. I hadn't thought about that.
How many, do you have any idea how many families trade with you at Crown Point on a fairly regular basis?
Probably about 300.
Yvonne, I'd like you to tell Dan how your daddy started out there with his livestock and things. Did he run livestock, cattle and things at Sayin mm-hmm. Beside? Was
he
that
did.
Where he originally started as a...
No, it had belonged to some of the tanners where the livestock was. And Dad had a little store in Kirtland, and he decided he didn't like town here. So they offered to trade him sale and land and the sheep for this store in town in Kirtland. And so he grabbed it real fast. And it wasn't fenced at that time. So he fenced the whole thing, and he changed from sheep to cattle. For the same reason that the Navajos are. They're just much easier to handle. You make more money with sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But in one way you make more money. In another way you make less because you have less overhead in taking care of them. So cattle I think still is more economical for the people to, I mean they get more benefit from the cattle.
Do you have any idea how many cattle he was running at?
About 250.
Peak?
And that's on about 30 sections of ground. I don't remember exactly how many, but it's around 30.
Well, he used to buy a lot of cattle from the Indians, too, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me, I remember we
yes,
truck cattle out of there for 3 days and nights once.
Yes. Bought lots of them. He isn't buying quite as few, quite as many as Dad used to.
Kill that cat.
Oh, it didn't bother me.
Oh, I'm glad to turn loose that tiger. Turn trap. Now scoot.
Lillian Burnham buys a lot of cattle.
Oh,
so does Don Smouse of Rainbow Pass. We don't buy any.
Hmm. Well, do they carry them on credit like we did with the sheep?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was another thing that I wondered about your store there. Do you still buy and sell cattle and sheep? You can't do that, can you?
We can. We just won't do it.
Are you mostly on crack cash?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But some of the traders still take...
Oh, yeah.
Livestock, don't they?
Yeah, like my brother does, and Mrs. Burnham does, and Don's Mouse does. And
where's your brother?
Say in Lake Valley, through that area, White Rock, where Robin and Horace first were when they were married. He closed the two old stores and built one new one. I never did quite figure that one out. But.
Well, they didn't have to cross that wash so many times.
They cross it just many times. Yeah, somebody goes to town every day, just like me.
Cross that same wash?
Mm-hmm.
That was fun, Danny. You should cross that same wash.
That was the wash that your dad was telling us about, I think. He.
No, I don't think he was too well acquainted with that one.
Chin-Lee
wash, probably what he said. Say it was lots of fun. How wide is Say wash?
About a quarter of a mile.
Quicksand all the way.
So, yeah, but when I go before the governor and ask for a bridge across that, I'm not going to say everything I know. I'll be a few things that I'll
You mean you're going to ask the governor for a bridge across the Say wash?
You betcha.
I want to come out and cut the ribbon.
We've already been before him once.
Oh, my.
I'm chairman of the Southern Committee. I don't know these committees. I get them all mixed up. What did you call this committee? Anyway, the Chamber of Commerce from Grants and Gallup and Farmington, along with other representatives of the three counties, they have formed a committee to try to get the road paved from Crown Point to Farmington.
Through Sayin?
Uh-huh. It's been surveyed for 3 years or more. We had the money once, then they stole it away from us. Took it down around Clamato someplace.
That would be the shortest route, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. You could, it would be 6 miles shorter from Farmington to Gallup. And it would be 21 miles shorter from Farmington to Albuquerque than the present route that they're using. And then, see, they'd have about 70 miles, and then they'd hit 66 and have four lane in.
Yeah, imagine that.
Uh-huh. So we're working on it.
We started to
admit. Yeah, Foreman working on it too.
Oh, really? We started to advance through that country one time. Horace and I first started dating. It took us, we left Crown Point at about 4 in the afternoon. We arrived at Kirtland the next morning about 8 o'clock.
There's some real ancient history right there.
That was one mud puddle after the other, I'll tell you for sure.
Oh, shoot.
Well, your road in from the highway hasn't been paved that long, has it?
Mm-hmm. No, it's only been down about 6 years.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he's supposed to get through, too.
Oh, and our streets were paved. Did you notice it? You'd never realize and never recognize the place. All those paved streets, you know, street lights. And, oh, man.
Street light,
yep.
What are all the people in naval uniforms doing out there? I saw more.
They aren't actually naval uniforms. They're public health officers.
Oh, is that what they are?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And it looks like Navy uniforms.
Yeah, white hats and dark and navy blue coats.
Mm-hmm. They're at Fort Defiance too, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Public health took over those.
Yeah.
That's where they're sending all their young doctors to get experience. Of course, they've been doing that for a long time, too. Now, if you'd like a statement on the doctors who sent out to the Navajos over the years.
Oh, boy. We get some doozies.
Well, now, is there a welfare office out there, too?
Yes. Yeah, the state welfare office is in Gallup, but the welfare caseworker comes out almost every day of the week. Then the Bureau has their welfare office right there, and it's staffed with 8 or 10 people. And then the tribe has their welfare office there. So we're not hurting for welfare officers.
How do the people feel about the welfare?
They think it's great.
Take all they can get.
Well, sure. They're in the process of doing this. They're smart. They're bleeding the government and the white man and the county and the state and whoever they can for all they can get, and I don't blame them.
This has always been their philosophy.
Sure. I think they're smart to do it.
Yeah.
If we're dumb enough to hand it out, well, they're smart enough to take it.
Always their code of ethics says the crime is not in doing it, the crime is in getting caught.
Yeah.
It wasn't a crime to steal something if you could get away with it.
We had the same thing happen just the other day in the store. Oh, the mother is just bawling out this little kid because Bill had caught him stealing candy. Oh, she was just bawling him out real good about getting caught.
Sure.
Well, that's very old with their
mm-hmm.
traditions,
uh-huh.
the business of stealing.
They're not losing their old ways as fast as people think they are.
You'll find those of us that were raised among them feel the same way.
You still steal too.
Can I get away with it?
You can get away with it. How much money did you make off me on that rug anyway?
I didn't make any. It makes me so mad. Next time I sure will.
I just don't ever believe that the traders steals from the Indian because there isn't a trader smart enough.
That's a fact.
He's going to even the score and be ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe that that's just what he's going to do.
But Bo, compare the Navajo that you trade with today to the Navajo that you traded with when you were running White Rock, when the boys all went to
mm-hmm.
the war. What's the difference in the Navajo per se, the Navajo himself?
Oh,
are they a different breed of cat than the...
They really are in a way. Now, when I was there at White Rock during the war, why, the Navajos at that time were very protective of me. They watched to see that I was taken care of. And if a stranger came in, well, one of my Navajos was there, why, he didn't leave until a stranger left.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I'm not sure that they would do this. Of course, I haven't had any opportunity to check it out. But the type of business that we do now, you saw us check them through the grocery line, and that's about all the contact that we get with them, except just taking a piece of palm. And we don't have any opportunity to really get to know the people and help them with their problems like we used to. Goodness, we used to know everybody's name from Grandma right on down to Baby Nettie.
Yeah.
And where everybody belonged and what their particular problems were and what they needed. And it isn't that way now. We can't get that close to the people.
Is that because the numbers or just the way of life?
It's both.
I think this is kind of too bad.
I
feel that this is an era that's passing that's kind of sad to me.
It makes me feel very sad.
Mm-hmm.
I really miss it.
Uh-huh. Because I know when they used to bring their babies in, I'd weigh them on the scales and cut their fingernails, and they never
You don't have time to do that, do you?
Yeah, uh-huh. I know the squaws used to bring the babies in for me to cut their fingernails. That was a big deal, because
uh-huh.
I had little scissors to cut their...
Yeah.
And they didn't scratch themselves. And we'd weigh them. And
no, things have changed a lot in that way, the type of trading that people do. Now, the Navajo's thinking hasn't changed, but he's forced to deal and to do things in a different manner than what he's always been used to. But I don't think he'll ever change the thinking.
I don't either.
And politics is one thing that just tickles me to death when it comes to the Navajo. They'll promise every politician that they meet and shake hands with, sure, my friend, I'll vote for you. Election day comes around and it doesn't make a darn bit of difference what they said. They go ahead and vote for who they want to again.
That's not much different than the white man, is it?
Not a whole lot. And they're the same.